morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. It is Wednesday. That means Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy is here. Remember, the Mary Griffith Show brought to you by Hilbing Auto Body. If it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. And I'm going to embarrass Laura right off the bat. Sometimes I'm sitting quietly reading or working on a project or making a grocery list, and I'm sitting in a public place.
Thinking of me making a
grocery list? I was thinking of you because these two ladies came in and saw each other and started talking, and I don't, you know, I wasn't trying to listen to their conversation, but one of them said, "Can you believe that Laura Sievert? She is so active in everything in our community." Aww. And they were going on and on about how wonderful you were and how you post on your social media. I guess you went and collected geodes with your kids, and this lady's like, "I just plop my kids down in front of the television set and put some cereal in a bowl and say, entertain yourselves. I don't even know what a geode is." And she's out searching for geodes. And they're going on and on about how wonderful you are. And I so wanted to say, "I know her. She's not that great." But it really was true. And they were talking all about Arts Quincy and how everything you're involved in is just top drawer, all the other things you're involved in. I mean, these ladies knew you very well, at least knew of you from all the projects that they'd been involved with you. So you have
well, now I want to know who they are, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you off air. But it was so funny because I'm sitting there like dying. And, you know, Mary Griffith keeping her mouth shut, almost impossible, but I managed to do it.
I'm glad that was the case. I was afraid you found me on the police blotter again. Like you did when my car got hit. And she's like, "He's not arrested."
No, nothing like that. But I just want you to know that you're very well thought of in our community by people especially who support the arts. They know you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
I hope your board president is listening, because I'm not going to say anything nice about her again. This is my once a year time to do it. Let's talk about Muddy River Opera
Company.
Well, wait,
before we leave the geode discussion, can I talk about that one second?
Yeah, what is a geode?
What's a geode?
It's that little thing you crack open and there's something inside?
Yes, I probably have some in my car. I'll go get you one.
No, that's okay.
So, yeah, little rocks that you crack open and there's crystals inside, right?
Crystals inside,
so,
right.
Yeah, my kids and I do geode hunt a lot. Like, that's kind of our pandemic hobby. That's been our pandemic hobby. But anyway, recently we... the University of Iowa, which I know I have to bring it up.
He brought it just when he was telling me this. No, go ahead.
Yeah, so
can you believe it? They're even blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they had a How Did You Spend Your Pandemic exhibit going on at their history museum. And they asked for alumni to enter their pandemic things. And, you know, a lot of people collected things or did projects or made bread or whatever they did. You can't put that in the museum if you made bread. But anyway, we to geodes, and we entered, and sure enough, they picked our exhibit for the Natural History Museum. So if you happen to travel to Iowa City, we're there through the first week of September at the Pentecrest Museums. But if you aren't traveling there, you can see our best geodes, my 3-year-old and my 6-year-old. He's 4 now, but 3 when he collected them. Their best geodes are also online at the University of Iowa Pentecrest Museum. And yeah, we went and installed our very first museum exhibit, which is not bad for your average 3-year-old.
Yes,
that's cute though.
So yes, she comes by it naturally, folks. She is very accomplished. She's very accomplished.
I just don't know how to sit still.
Yeah, they were talking about how you had so much energy, and they're like, "Well, I can't even do it. I don't know how she does it." So anyway, let's talk about Muddy River Opera Company from the Geode Queen, who has an installment now at Iowa's
Natural History Museum.
But Muddy River Opera Company, I had the principals on the other day. The lead singer is from Edina. The lead male vocalist is from New Orleans. And boy, are they dynamic. And it's back. It's in English. It's a world premiere. A local tie because Dr. Stephen Sebbing did the libretto. And so Helen is Anne Bronte, you know, the Bronte sisters, Wuthering Heights, that kind of stuff. It's set in that, you know, windswept England time period. And tell us a little bit about this, because we really need to support Muddy River Opera Company. I think we're probably the smallest community in the United States that has an opera company.
I would say that's probably accurate. And, you know, what I love about Muddy River Opera is that they make everything accessible. So speaking of things we did right before the pandemic started, I think the last live thing that I did with my kids was took them to Muddy River's adaptation of Pinocchio that they did at Quincy University's North Campus. And I think people hear opera, and some of them automatically, you know, shut down. Like, that isn't for me. But Muddy River really is going to make it accessible to you, and you might just be blown away by how cool it is. The voices, of course, are incredible. You're always going on about the things that I do. The one thing I can't do is sing worth a darn, much less in this style. And it's just so amazing to me, people who can sing. You know, I just get blown away by it. So I think that people will, because like you said, it's sung in English, you're going to enjoy and understand the story. Many operas are done in foreign language, but Muddy River does English operas primarily. And they make it something that doesn't have to be intimidating and can be a really unique night out. And like you said, you don't get this chance unless you're going to St. Louis or Chicago or those big metros most of the time. So supporting this little opera company and keeping it going is so important.
It's a little opera company, but it brings in top-ranked talent.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing,
for sure.
You know. I mean, these singers have beautiful voices. So anyway, it is Friday night. And it is also a Sunday matinee. The curtain goes up Friday night. I'm missing when the curtain goes up.
I want to say that it is 7:30, but
I think it's probably 7:30, and then 3:00 on Sunday. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
3:00 on Sunday. And so anyway, tickets for the opera are $25. There's also a chance to have dinner before at Times Square, kind of a curated dinner, and so if you want to go to that, there is a reduction in your price of your ticket if you go to the show. For more information, go to muddyriveropera.org. It's at John Wood Community College, and isn't that funny? I don't have the times here.
I'm looking them up,
but
while we're talking.
I think Friday night it's 7:30, and I think Sunday it is 3:00. Usually when those things are for Muddy River Opera Company. So,
right.
Anyway.
And make sure you check out their website, which is going to have those times accurately too. Their website has been updated, and you can become a member, and they actually have really fun little membership kits. I'm a member of the opera company, at my level they give you little opera glasses, and they're fun in my office. They're like, you know, I'm talking
how
about
cute.
Little, they're so adorable.
The ones where Julie Roberts is going, these are broken, are broken, and then you have to turn them upside down. Okay. We're going to skip ahead. Let's come back to the singing audition, because I want you to give you plenty of time for the Sunday Stroll for George. Kind of a takeoff on Sunday in the Park with George. This is a Sunday Stroll for George to honor George Irwin. George Irwin passed away. He was almost 100 years old.
Right, real close.
Laura Sievert had a chance to meet with George on several occasions, since he was the founder of Arts Quincy Society of Fine Arts. And she wanted to make sure that his vision was being carried out. And it was. And so on Thursday, September 12th, in the late afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., on the Bill Klingner Trail, the Cedar Creek Lydier Parkway, Bill Klingner Trail, there's going to be a stroll for George. Now tell us what's going to be happening at the stroll.
So I'm glad that you caught the name, where we got the name from. we really wanted to honor his legacy. And when we started talking about it back in January and February, COVID was still really hot at the time. And I thought, you know, I don't know what fall is going to look like. It's so hard to tell. We really need an outdoor location. So we started brainstorming and came up with this plan where basically, we want the community to come out, enjoy the already beautiful Klingner Trail. The Park District has done such a good, and Friends of the Trail, such a good job with the Klingner Trail. And as you walk along the trail, you're going to experience everything this area's arts organizations have to offer. So we have lots of quartets and small ensembles, so a lot of it's going to be music. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra, for example, is bringing a string quartet and then two vocal quartets, so they'll be stationed at different places along the trail. I think the vocals are quartets. They might be a quartet and a duo. I'm not entirely sure. So you'll be walking along the trail and have the opportunity to hear these musicians perform. But in addition to the musicians, we're still finalizing the entire roster. But for instance, the Quincy Art Center had some of George Irwin's collection. Some of his art collection was bequeathed to them. Weather permitting, as long as the humidity is not out of control, or if it's, you know, even threatening rain, we won't be able to. But we should be able to walk through and see some of George's private collection, which hasn't been seen in public for many, many many years. I was lucky enough to visit him at his house, and I mean, it was like going to the Art Institute. It was incredible. So we'll have that. We'll have some, the Quincy Community Theater is coming up with some little activities that you might be able to participate in. And really, it's low key. There's no cost. There's no pressure. You know, you're just taking a walk. We do have one golf cart from TNT Golf Carts that is going to run. I think what we're going to end up doing with the golf cart is signing up for 20-minute increments for people who have mobility issues. So if you really enjoy this kind of thing and can't walk that far, we're going to try to do that. We were only allowed to do one golf cart, so we'll have to schedule it a little bit. But really just an opportunity to interact. Each of the orgs is kind of doing their own thing. The colleges are involved. The high school is involved. The Quincy Concert Band, the Javot Music School, Sarah Bourne on the harp. That's right. We're going to have a harp. I'm so excited. And
oh,
then in addition to all of those different ensembles stationed along the trail, we will be having some of the organizations will have information on how you can get involved. So whether that's tickets to QCT or the symphony season or whether it's volunteer opportunities, they're just going to have little spots where you can stop and learn more. And again, totally free. 2 hours, totally free. Just a lovely afternoon on the trail is the idea. It will go from right now we're looking at 24th Street to about 16th Street. So we won't go all the way to the end of the trail this year. I think 16th is where that's going to stop. And if you're familiar with the trail, it's where that first big wooden bridge is if you're coming from 24th Street.
So it's the new part of the trail.
It's the newer side,
It's the newer side of the
trail. Flatter side is what we were kind of going for, the easier to walk side,
I
like
that.
It gets a little hilly there by the Veterans Home, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can get that way. So anyway, mark your calendars for Sunday, September 12th from 4 to 6 on the Bill Klingner Trail, the part that goes from 16th Street to 24th. So you'll park there at 18th. There's plenty of parking at 18th Street, two parking lots. And you can just stroll along and see everything, the Quincy Park Band, the local high schools, the colleges, the symphony orchestra. There'll be singers. There'll be all
concert
kinds
bands,
of things,
singers,
concert bands, everything. It'll
and
be
a harp.
From 4 to 6. And a harp.
When she said she wanted to bring the harp to the trail, I was like, okay, I hope you got like a cart or something. That thing's heavy. She has a portable harp. Did you
I'm
know
sure.
that?
Well, they have little things that they carry them on.
I know, but she has like a smaller one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's an Irish girl. She has a little lyre.
Like it's not. Well, it's
like an
that.
It's like an Irish harp.
She sent me a picture. I was like, I didn't know there was like an intermediate sized harp. And so she's bringing that out, and I'm so excited to see it. I told her she gets to sit by Arts Quincy at the 18th parking lot where they have the information booth. You know, I said, you get to sit there. It'll be great.
And it'll be great for you. That'll be fantastic. Music to stroll by. Okay, singers auditioning for the Quincy Symphony Chorus. That's coming up. Tell us about it.
That's right. Auditions for singing. I love it. Saturday, August 7th and Monday, August 16th are the auditions for the Quincy Symphony Chorus and Youth Chorus. So Youth Chorus is, you know, really an opportunity for kids to develop as singers, to get the idea of singing in parts. You know, a lot of kids, this will be their first experience in singing in parts. They do a terrific job. The Symphony Chorus auditions are at Salem Church, and the Youth Chorus are at St. James. So check out Quincy Symphony Orchestra's website at qsoa.org for audition times to make your appointment and to learn what it takes to audition. It is not so intimidating. So I love to see people audition and try out, especially those that can carry a tune, unlike your girl here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Laura Sievert. We have appreciated everything you do on Wednesdays. And our representatives from the Quincy Gems could not be here today. The end of their season's up, and they are very, very busy. But as we take a break, you can learn more about the Quincy Gems. And coming up, the Marion County Fair. Oh, the finer things. And yes, indeed, one of the finest things going is the Marion County Fair at the Palmyra Fairgrounds, July 31st to August 2nd. Coming up here to get ready to start. August 7th? I said 2nd. Duh. Okay, Michelle Hobson has seen me at my worst already today. Nothing but mistakes going on, but welcome to the Mary Griffith Show, Michelle.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
I imagine that you are probably as flustered and busy getting ready for the fair as I am this morning, having a complete brain collapse here. So let's go ahead and we're going to talk about all of the events at the Marion County Fair. I'm going to let you decide. Do you want to do it chronologically, or do you want to do like big thing, smaller things? whatever you want to do.
Let's do it chronologically. You can go through the, each day and go Sounds the way good. It's going to work out.
Because every day has a big thing, right?
It really does.
It really does. So good. We're looking forward to that. Fantastic. So tell us what's happening at the Marion County Fair starting on July 31st at the Marion County Fairgrounds in Palmyra.
Well, we will kick it off with a parade at 10 o'clock. The parade starts at the high school and runs to the courthouse. And after you get done watching this wonderful parade that we put together every year, you can stop and eat at the Knights of Columbus barbecue at the courthouse. And they've done a wonderful job doing that, raises a lot of money for them. And then when you're done eating there, you can come out and go to the car show at the fairgrounds. It's in the tennis courts. There's a lot of shade. We've been growing every year. Mark Dodd does a wonderful job growing that car show. We've had people come from all over. And Rebel Pig will be out there serving food this year.
Yippee.
So we're excited about that. And then the day doesn't stop there. We go at 4:30. We start crowning queens. And we have the 4:30 for the junior and the pre-junior. And at 5:30, we have the senior division. Then you go to the arena, and we have the Tate Shade Bull Bash. And I have to tell you, those clowns are my favorites out there. They are the funniest things, and they get the crowd into it. And then in the meantime, you get to watch the bulls kick off a bunch of cowboys. So
this is fantastic. So the parade is free. You pay for your own barbecue on the courthouse lawn. And then when you go into the actual fairgrounds to take part in some of these other activities, what is the admission policy there?
Well, that will start on Tuesday when the carnival rides start. That is $1 to get on the fairgrounds. The Palmyra Youth Wrestling Club is helping us this year with parking, and so that money goes to help fund them for all their activities and being able to pay for where they have their wrestling matches and things like
so
that.
They help you by parking cars very logically, and in exchange, it's only $1, and the money all goes to those kids who are working hard. So this is a win-win. So there really is not a general parking fee. It's just a $1 donation to the wrestling club, and you're on the grounds.
Right.
What about admission to the fair?
Well, there's not necessarily admission to the fair. I mean, you buy an armband. If you want to get into any of the arena events, they have their own entry fee.
Okay.
All that stuff you can find on our Marion County Fair Palmyra, Missouri Facebook page, or showmepalmyra.com is our website. All that information is on there as far as entry fees, getting onto the grounds, and those kind of things. Armbands, you can still buy them in advance for $20, and that will end on Monday. You can go to County Market in Palmyra or Hannibal, Abel's Quick Stop in Palmyra, Exchange Bank, and Home Bank, and get those for a reduced price for right now.
Okay, so buy early, save lots.
That's right.
And the armband things are so fun. And I remember taking my I took Steve's kids, I took my godson, I took my goddaughter. I mean, I have spent some great times at the Marion County Fair, and the carnival rides you have are really, really super nice. So basically, on Saturday night, July 31st, it really does start with a bang, because that Tate Shade Memorial Bull Bash, there's going to be some other things that are kind of going on, too. $5 admission gets you in to that. The gates open at 5:30. There's also a mutton busting, which is kind of like bronc riding and bull riding, only it's on sheep for little kids.
Yes, and that's new this year, so
okay,
excited
so
to see that.
The kids that come in, when will that be held then? Right before the bull riding, or kind of interspersed around?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to get a hold of Kinsey and figure that one out. I don't know that, but I'm sure Kinsey will get me some information on that.
I mean, it's
that,
kind of
we'll
fun,
have to post
you know.
Some information, yes, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. More than likely, they'll probably start out with a few things and then work into that as maybe more of the midtime,
right.
I'm assuming.
They got to get the kids all registered and get organized how many there are going to be and everything.
Right.
So you can register your children starting at 5:30, and that's on the grounds there. And children 5 and under are free. So if you're going to bring the little kids and they love it to the bronc riding and the bull riding, absolutely, and the Kim and Brenda Shade family are putting that on again there at the Marion County Fair. So that is Saturday night, July 31st, and that starts at 7, but the gates open at 5:30, and there's always a lot of other fun stuff to do. Okay, so we started out with a bang on Saturday. Now let's head into to Sunday and the rest of the days.
Yes, on Sunday, the Ministerial Alliance comes in, and at 7 o'clock they have a service at the Talent Stage. 7 o'clock is a perfect time. It's a little more shaded then. And, you know, those there's like five churches that come together, and a nice evening of fellowship. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. If you'd like to come out and spend time with your community and your friends of any denomination, they are there, and it's a very wonderful evening. So.
And the local church choirs will be performing.
Yes, and they are just so
fantastic. So if you never get to hear the other great choir, because
right.
you're at your church, it's a chance to...
Exactly.
If you're looking for a church with a better choir, this is the audition. Okay. And so Sunday's a little bit more of a low-key day, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we're kind of back into it on Monday.
Yes. Monday night, a lot of the kids like to come out and see because the carnival rides are set up and ready to go. It kind of gets them all geared up for it. But that's the little Mr. and Miss contest. And so we're really excited about that. We've got a new host this year, and I'm really excited. She's going to do a great job for us, Chloe Bright. And then we're going to crown each division, and then they'll be able to wear their sashes and crowns the rest of the week along with the queens and show their proud support for the fair of the week.
Well, it sounds like it's just going to be absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And, of course, you'll see them on the grounds in the rest of the week. So be sure to talk to the fair queens, the big ones and the little ones.
Yes.
They want to know all about it. And then Tuesday, again, we're starting to get more and more activities. I had to judge a baby contest one time. You're just asking. That it's like you might as well just say I'd like to be put to death because you cannot. I mean, every mom thinks their baby is the most beautiful. So. Good luck on keep the judges' names quiet.
Oh,
that's
yes,
the thing. You never want
sure.
to announce. I announced I'm going to be judging a baby contest.
Like,
no, I never did that again. No.
Last year, Tamara Mueller set it up to where instead of we used to sign everybody up at the same time, but due to COVID, we did it a little bit different, and we actually really liked it. So they're going to sign them up right before their event. So it's a staggered sign-up, which kind of works nice because then the older group is not completely fussy by the time that it's time for them to go on stage and not happy. So it worked out really nice.
Because let's face it, it's kind of like a dance recital. You know, everybody is cute, but you came there to see your kid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can eliminate, you know, just look at the babies that are my kid's age and then the next set.
Yep.
Because you start them from birth to, like, age 6 months. Or birth to 3 months, 4 to 6 months, 7 to 12. So they go all the way up to 47 months. So
yes.
It's really, you know, for literally just born infants all the way up to kids that can walk and talk on their own.
Right. And, you know, the nice thing is we actually added that other class up to the age 4 several years ago because that was the only age group that we didn't have something for them to do because then they can go into the Little Mr. and Miss, go into the Queen contest. So we have something for everybody if they want to be part of royalty.
Okay. So we've run down, of course, the big night, Saturday, July 31st, with the Tate Shade Memorial Bull Bash and the Mutton Busting. We're going to kick it off on Saturday. They'll crown the Fair Queens at 4:30 and 5:30. Sunday is the church night at 7 p.m. Monday night is the Little Mr. and Miss Marion County. Tuesday night, the baby contest with a rolling start time. We're going to take a break when we come back. Michelle Hobson's going to tell us all about all the other things that are going on at the Marion County Fair. It starts this Saturday night, and it's going to be a big one. There's no admission to get on the grounds. There's only admission if you go to the grandstand, and parking is only $1, and that's a charitable donation to their local high school wrestling group, so it's really great. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today is Michelle Hobson from the Marion County Fair. Michelle's been here before. Thank God this is not her first opinion of me because I'm just having a heck of a last 45 minutes have been my brain just dropped off my head and rolled down the street. But that's what happens when we get excited about the fair coming in. Tuesday night, August 3rd, in addition to the baby contest, there'll also be the tractor and garden tractor pull at 5:30 and 6:30, and that is always a lot of fun. Moving on to Wednesday, August 4th, 8 o'clock, the four-wheeler races. This is fun. And you call it a four-wheeler race, but sometimes they're up on two wheels, aren't they?
Yes, when they go flying over those hills and jumps and stuff.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Again, is that something that we have to have a special admission to get in? We don't have to pay to get on the grounds, but if we want to go see that, we have to pay.
Well, technically, you do have to pay to get on the grounds. Most people park, but just walking onto the fairgrounds is the dollar.
It's a dollar, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to go in the arena, there's a price, and I've got all that on the showmepalmer.com website that tells you all the entry fees to each one of the events. And they're all set. All of these are going back to different organizations that put all these arena events on. From Tuesday to Thursday, you can bring coolers in. If you bring any glass in those coolers, it will be donated to the Michelle Hobson Fund. So just remember not to do that because I really don't need any extra stuff. But we do go through the coolers. On Friday, it's the beer garden for the Demolition Derby, and then Saturday is back to a cooler.
Okay. So it's just, it's one of the best fairs because they have the least restrictions, shall we say.
Yes.
It's one of the least expensive fairs to go to with one of the best top-notch entertainment. Any day you go, you're going to have great entertainment. So the four-wheeler race is Wednesday night. Then on Thursday night, it's the Supercross races.
Yes.
And what are the, what kind of vehicles are those?
Those are your motorcycles and the pit bikes, those kind of things. You know, the way that they set those jumps up, and there's some angles that you can get at, and you're like, oh my gosh, I would be scared to think if they looked down how high they are. I mean, I've got some really good pictures that I've taken over the years of them jumping and stuff like that. But I tell you, those guys can fly through there. And then they get real, they have some fun where they get the little kids out there on the pit bikes and have races. Buffy has done this for a long time for the four-wheelers and the motocross. She puts on a great event. We had people coming from all over last year to race in these, so I'm sure we're going to have another really good group of racers coming along with a really nice event for everybody to come watch.
Yeah, it's great. Of course, the car show we mentioned is Saturday, then the Pee Wee Goat and Sheep Show. So get out on Wednesday, 1:30 in the afternoon, get to the livestock barn, and really root on those kids. Pee Wee Calf Show's on Friday night or Friday afternoon at 1:30. You kind of have your shows during the day so
yes.
The kids themselves can go and participate in all this stuff at night because Friday night is the Demolition Derby.
Yes, and that is a crowd pleaser. People come out from everywhere to come to that, and we are looking forward to it. They do a great job of getting all that set up. And I know that the Palmer JCs have all their information as far as times to be checking in and being able to get the cars inspected and stuff because they have deadlines, and if you're not there by that deadline, they can't let you in.
Right. So get to showmepalmyra.com, showmepalmyra.com for all the information about how to enter all this stuff, including a lot of cooking and sewing competitions as well. So then on, Friday is the Demolition Derby. Saturday is the truck and tractor pull. And they're also, earlier in the morning that day, they're having a poker run to raise money for the North River Old Iron Club, which is a bunch of enthusiasts that keep these old tractors alive and keep them restored.
Yes, and they'll actually be out there the whole week. They display their tractors. They're in the parade, then they go out and they display their tractors for the week and they do different things. That's pretty much a members only type poker run, but they also have a lot of poker runs during the year that they raise money for the honor flight and things like that.
Okay,
so they
fantastic.
Do a great thing.
And a good old-fashioned horseshoe tournament, and this is a dying game.
Yes.
I was just talking with a gentleman who won at the Swinky Picnic recently, and he's very proud of his Swinky Picnic win, you know. And he'll probably be over there, I'm sure, in Palmyra. But he was talking about how bags has kind of taken over. The young kids all like the game of bags, but that he's hoping that maybe some young kids will take up horseshoes. What do you find that in Palmyra? Is horseshoes still popular?
Well, we have quite a large horseshoe pit that's by the men's ball field. And so the guys come out and they start working on the pits to get them ready and everything. It's a great group of guys that go to several different events for the horseshoes. There was a young man that went to nationals. I believe now he's probably 16. So, I mean, there is some, but it isn't like you're not doing that with your grandparents or your parents anymore out there, and everybody doesn't have a horseshoe pit in their backyard like we used to. So,
well, and bags are easier to carry around and easier to set up. But it's interesting. Washers, horseshoes, those things are kind of going by the wayside. But there's always some new game that's pretty easy to play and everybody can play it. It's really easy to learn and difficult to master.
Yes.
And that's what most of these great games of skill. We've talked a little bit about all the livestock events. And, of course, the Marion County Fair is important to the FFA and 4-H kids. This is where they're going to be showing their livestock. Really interesting. I was talking with Leon Obert yesterday from the Adams County Fair, and he says, you know, this is a more of a problem in Quincy than it is in, you know, Hannibal, say, but city kids have no idea how many different kinds of pigs or sheep or that there's different kinds of bunnies or all chickens don't look alike. And just parents take time to take those kids through those barns and see those children their age raising and caring for those animals. That is really really exciting.
And, you know, it's not just something that all of a sudden they brought this chicken or cow or pig or in. I mean, they have to work on this all year. They have to get something earlier in the year to know that it is of the right statute so that they can get it in and get it registered to be in the fair for this time of year. So they take care of, feed these animals for almost a whole year before they get to show them.
Yeah, it's an intense process and teaches them a lot about their life skills. And, of course, for everyone, the carnival is great. So, talk about the carnival. Is it the same company you've had? Will there be different rides this year? What's happening with the carnival?
It's the same carnival that we've had for years. We love working.
Have shut down.
Yes. Last year was hard on a lot of them. But this is the same carnival. I think he's going to surprise me with a few new rides this year.
He starts Tuesday, right?
Yes. So armbands start on Tuesday. Rides will start at 6:00. They'll go till 10:00, and that is Tuesday through Saturday. But he does a great job. His people are really nice to work with, and I look forward to seeing him every year.
Okay. Any idea of what kind of things there will be?
Well, I'm pretty sure we always will have a Ferris wheel and a merry-go-round. I'm sure he's going to bring the spider or the tilt-a-whirl, those kind of things that I used to love to ride. Now, I like to take pictures of my granddaughter riding, so.
You know, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little more daredevilish.
No.
Really? It's amazing when I was a kid.
So the Rocco Plains.
Oh, well, yes, I have. Oh, yeah. Well, I remember years ago, anything that goes upside down is fun. I would never get on that when I was a kid, but I will tell you my funny story from the Marion County Fair. Went over there for Armband Day one day, and it had rained and rained and rained all day, but it stopped raining. So we get over there, we get our armbands, and there's no kids there because it had rained, and all these parents are like, I'm not going to spend money to buy an armband if it starts to rain again. But we'd already made our commitment to go from Quincy, so we're going to go. We're all in. We buy our armbands, we get ready. Well, I wasn't real bright back then or now, and we were the first ones to get on the ring of fire that went upside down, and the one thing about the ring of fire that you should know is the track wheels are very well greased, and after there's been a torrential downpour, the cavity there is full of water. So water and filthy grease, and when you hang upside down and come to a stop upside down, the water and the filthy grease, gravity takes over and falls all over who's ever in the car, which is me. And I mean, you go over there, you know you're going to get hot, you know you're going to get sweaty, but you try to make a reasonable appearance. And so I was looking very good, I thought, the day I walked on the Marion County Fairgrounds. And the first ride out, no. I mean, my hair was just plastered with grease, this black, disgusting oil all over me. I had to go stand underneath the thing to kind of rinse it off. It was so gross. Of course, the boys loved it. They just thought it was great because I looked like heck, and they wanted to go upside down again. I said, well, probably won't do the same thing because all the water's out of it now. But so if it does rain and you go to the fair, do not be the first one on the upside down ride. Let some other stupid person like me go on that. So just by and large, it starts on Saturday, and that's your big bang, and then there's a little lull, and then it rebuilds back up to another Saturday. So you go from Saturday to Saturday.
That's correct.
And you do, you know, obviously those weeknights, it's a little bit more of a lull, but that's a great time to take the kids out to the carnival.
Right. It works out for us because we kind of get to work out some of the smaller bugs that people don't notice and things like that, but we kind of can work into the fair and everything. One thing I forgot to mention, I don't want to forget to, if you can hear my voice and you have some kind of talent, amateur night will be the last Saturday night, August 7th. You can get signed up at Flowers for You in Palmyra. Myra and do that by Wednesday. We give out about $750 in cash prizes, and we have four different groups of age groups. So if you have some kind of talent, whether it's reading a poem, singing, dancing, shooting a bow and arrow, come out and show it to us and hopefully win some money.
Okay, this is great. You've got a lot of people that are our local media celebrities that are doing some of the announcing and everything. It's great. The
cooking
and sewing contest rules. I'd like to be the judge for the carrot cake competition.
Yeah.
Put me on that next year, Michelle Hobson. I won't be a scatterbrain if I have to do that. Michelle, it's been delightful. We will be announcing your events every day as they happen, and we wish you all the best of luck with the Marion County Fair.
Thank you. See you at the fair.
See you then.